All right, listen, I want people to sit down, make sure their seatbelts are buckled extra tight.
Turn on your lights, there's a storm going on.
Yeah. But sit down, kids, because we need to talk. The most dreaded words that anyone hears in any relationship, we need to talk.
And to quote Joan Rivers, can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk for a second?
So the news is, and I'll just get to it right away, is that Julie and I are ending our show. We're not ending it today. It'll be in 3 months. Mm-hmm. And it started with me. So if you're gasping or want to be mad at someone, be mad at me because it started with me first. Remember, we don't have a Grand Canyon of age differences, but 4 years makes a difference at 16 and 20 and 60 and 64. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. And when my dad died last summer, I mean, I don't know if I had some kind of magical thinking that my parents were going to live forever, but maybe I did because they were teenage parents. But when my dad died, it just shook me to my core. Julia, you know, you've lost your dad.
It's been 10 years since my dad died.
You miss him a million ways.
Yep.
But it made me think about, you know, it made me think about, oh, you know, I still have my mom and, oh, look at my earthly number. I really am not a teenager.
And you even said it out loud.
I said it out loud. I never said it out loud. Yeah, I know. But anyway, you know, my face doesn't match. Or my insides don't match my outside. Or don't. Earth years and anyway. But I just really kept letting myself think about it. Being able to go on a 3-week vacation.
Yes.
Being able to go out to Seattle and be with my mutti and actually spend a week with her. I haven't spent a week with my mom since I was probably in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And be able to just, I came up with a military term, being an Air Force brat. And I knew Dan, our mean boss, our mm-hmm. lovely boss, but he's always felt that, you know, I was always very aggressive with asking for vacation and encouraging other talk show hosts to ask for vacation.
You shouldn't come in here without 5 months of vacation.
If anyone could do this, they would have replaced us with anybody. But I call it, I don't like the word retirement because I don't know what I'm going to say yes to. And right. But I want more time to fart around. I like another word better, but we'll just call it MTFA. Mm-hmm. And that's what I need, is more time to fart around. And if you think about it, you guys, we've been on the air since 2002. There wasn't the internet. Mm-hmm. There weren't smartphones. We had flip phones. And there wasn't even TMZ or Perez Hilton. Okay, none of that comes along to like 2005. We have been gossiping for a long time. And when I told Julia, you know,
we were driving to see Beautiful, the Carole King musical.
I knew this was coming forever,
but we talked about it in the car ride, and I was so thrilled for you and for us.
Yeah.
Because we...
Well, you weren't thinking about it quite then.
I wasn't ready to think about me yet. I was really just thinking about you and
You thought you'd go on without me.
No, I know, but not... You know what? You forced my hand a little bit, and but with that, I haven't been able to do anything before 6 o'clock my whole life. I've had a cabin. Everyone goes on noon.
Yeah,
you know, I haven't been able to see my kids when your boys were young. The 6 o'clock thing for me has just been, it eats me up a little bit, and I also... I'm so proud of what we've done here. When we were first hired, you guys, we got paid nothing. And I mean nothing. And I had a big job. Laura even quit her job before she knew I had this one. I'm like, you did what? But I had a good job with a lot of money.
Yeah. So, and I did too, Julia.
But you quit it. I didn't quit mine till after. But I mean, it was funny. Yeah.
No, my husband was a little bit
And I just thought, I've always before Oprah, I wanted to have cocktails with Julia. Mm-hmm. I used to, all my girlfriends from back in the day, you know, I love to interview. I like to find out nuggets about people mm-hmm. in 10 minutes and move on. I have so much ADD. I can't believe I lasted this long.
Well, true that. My gosh.
And for me, it's, you sped up my timeline, but I'm okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm really good with it now.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited about whatever my next adventure gets to be. You know, I just want to be available before 6 at night and have the freedom and flexibility.
You know what, the other...
And not always have to be reading for me, you know.
It's, you know, I didn't really, I mean, for me, I started to let myself dream about the possibilities, all the fun things that I could do. Started, you know, letting myself imagine that. But I remember in December when we had T.D. Mischke came in for his winter book.
He did. And then it didn't snow forever.
But it did snow the night of the book party.
It did.
But he was just like, girls, how long have you been doing this? And we were like, well, how long did you do it? And he said, 21 years. Mm-hmm. He said, but you know what? He said, it's easy to prep a 3-hour radio show every day. He said, but it's really something to prep a 3-hour radio show for over 20 plus years. And when he said that to me, and I just thought of how much has happened in 22 years. And, you know, we're the same, but different, you know, mm-hmm. it instantly made me tired in a way I hadn't ever felt about this as a quote unquote job, because I've always said,
fun. Why would we ever quit?
Yeah. And why mm-hmm. they're paying us, you know, but the fact
it is so much fun. And this is such a wonderful place.
We're going to be blubbering messes and saying by the end of 3 months, why did we do this? Because, you know, that from here till the day we quit, we'll have like the best shows of our lives. So we'll be back at the top of our game, just like every good talk show host goes out on top like that. If you get a chance to stay,
and
this is not usually how it happens, you know.
I just, you know, this has been coming on, and we knew, you and I have been talking about this for a while.
I mean, COVID year almost broke both of us.
But I want to say this about the honor that we've had to be able to talk to be able to be on the airwaves mm-hmm. and share our relationship and share our families and share our trials and share our joys and our fears and our wins and our losses in a way that had never been done before.
Right.
And like, we didn't have ever a bargaining chip because no one else would hire us because no one else does this anywhere.
No, and then the whole station ends up doing what we mm-hmm. always were doing, which was gossiping, pop culture, you know, like it kind of was like, that was the only show because we had a lot of different shows here. If you and a long time listener, we've had a lot of different shows, but our show has always been, we love People Magazine. We love.
Yeah. And back in the day when we started, you guys, we used to have to go buy magazines, and we still buy magazines, support Minneapolis.
But I would go to Schindler's so I could get I could get the New York Post.
And we didn't have iPhones. We didn't have social media. We didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
Which is a blessing and a curse.
I mean, it feels kind of dinosaur-like. And so, like, you know, I feel it's bittersweet for both of us because we know how fond people are of us and that people will really and truly miss us. And
I love how you said that. And I'm totally thinking a different way.
No,
we know how fond we are for other people.
No, people are very fond of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys are very well loved in this city. I'm getting text messages, emails left and right.
Oh, mm-hmm. right. If people want to call us for the first time ever, I'll agree to call.
You're such a brat. No. But I will say this. The Hubbard family and working at Hubbard Broadcasting and working with our team at MyTalk, who we've worked with pretty much the whole way through. Our on-air staff, Jason, Alexis, Holly, Mike, Bradley, Steve, Donna, Dawn, mm-hmm. Brittany, and Grant, you, of course, and our weekend staff, you know.
Well, what about Stephanie, Jess and Brooke?
Allison, Jeff, Brooke, Harmony,
both
the staffs, Katie K9, she'll be the OG now.
Now she'll be the OG.
But we have been surrounded by great people for so long.
I agree. And I mean, I wanted to let the state fair
be the end.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have a summer at the cabin. So We're working through the end of June. We're going to have a party. We're going to have live broadcasts.
Yeah, there'll be
lots. We are still going to Iceland. For everyone who's going to Iceland with us, there's a few seats left if you want to come with us and have a big blow up. Please join us.
Do you want to take phone calls from people? Are people processing this?
I don't know what people are doing. I am getting... I think the best one was from my kids.
Oh, really?
Because we didn't tell anybody and I just told my kids, and they're just, you know, my kids are like, wow, Mom, that is congratulations. You just congrats on the run. Good for you, you know.
Oh, I know. I have friends that are just sending me crying emojis. Because one of the things, Grant, is that Julia and I are friends.
Don't have to talk to us because they can listen.
They can listen.
So I don't know if that's a blessing.
No, but I mean, it's a way of being connected with somebody, and they're like really, really, you know. So it is bittersweet, and you can direct all hate mail towards me because this is my idea.
And everyone we've worked with in PR in this community, and all of the press that we've worked with, you know, I think of everybody, Chris Hewitt, John Breen, Chris Ruggiero, I mean, Allison Kaplan, Stephanie Marks.
Hope we're the gossip now. Let us be the gossip
We have been surrounded, and it couldn't have happened with everybody helping us. I mean, it has been fun, and we do have to take a break, and we just... Thank you all for letting us be a part of your lives.
Yeah.
In your cars, in your homes, on your walks, wherever you take us. And we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here from Minneapolis Anti-Aging and Skin Clinic. And I will say, I get compliments on my skin. I know you do too. I just had the Profactial laser and I'm just coming out of it right now. And that's where they poke little holes in your face to get your collagen to start working.
And get rid of dead skin
and rejuvenate. And really, I'm so excited about it. And I can't tell you enough about how great the staff is at Minneapolis Anti-Aging and Skin Clinic. They have two locations, one in Golden Valley and one in Maple Grove. And go in for a consultation if you're new to them. You know, find out what do they think you should do. They will never steer you the wrong way. I wanted to go in a completely different direction. Sarah says, no. We're going to turn here and let's start here and then we can build on that. But really, we don't want to waste your money. Let's move this way.
Right.
Which is so smart and I so appreciate it. They're so great. Call them today. Tell them the girl sent you. It's MPLSskin.com.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Thank you for being a friend. Playing that, Grant, I think made all of us burst into tears.
Oh my God. With all the sales, people are genuinely very bummed out about this, Grant.
Well, they should be. You guys have been together for over 20 years. Just here. I mean, like you said, 91, I think, right?
Well, that's how long we've worked together.
Lori and I worked together.
Carlson, Airline, here. Body Perks, the nipples, and then here.
And it's in we've been blessed. We've been so, and Grant, we love being with you. We're going to have fun. We're going to be here for 3 more months. Yeah. We're going to have a party. We're going to celebrate. We're going to do everything. We're going to probably have some really fun shows, I hope.
Well, we got to have special guests.
We're going to have special guests. And if you're one of them, send us a note.
Yeah. I mean, for all we know, you know, they will give me 50 weeks of vacation and beg us to stay at the end of these 3 months.
I love Lori. I love how much you love you. That was always what turned me on about you. You love you so much. Well, it's such an example for women. I'm telling you, I've always loved that.
Yeah.
And I love you, my sister. I love you, my friend. I love you, my co-host. Yeah. I mean, I mean, we were just bursting into tears when our sales team came in, and we have to thank them. I mean,
oh my gosh.
And Ginny Hubbard and the Hubbards,
yeah,
and Mary and Dan and Rocco,
yeah,
and everybody here who has just supported us.
Right.
It's been a work. All right, we just take a couple calls and then we'll move on.
Okay.
I have really good random thoughts today.
Well, I know, but we can have random thoughts at 4:30.
We can do them whenever.
Oh, no, we're talking ham at 4:30.
Yes, we are. We're going to give you some Easter things. Okay.
If you're eating ham.
Okay, I can't read names.
Stephanie, who sent us all that wonderful candy.
Oh, the Good and Plenty lady. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm good, ladies. I am so happy for you. As sad as I am so happy for you.
That's really sweet.
Congratulations. I have been listening to you and have never wore a white shirt tucked into khakis or brown earrings. How long?
Was that all from us?
Yeah,
those are the Christopher Hopkins days.
That's Christopher Hopkins days. Luca was on in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. You really have been back. Oh, gosh.
And I'm just so very happy. I just wanted to let you know, I have been listening through all of the hardest times in my life, and you always made me smile. I've traveled all over the world and got to take my talk with me, and you always grounded me. So I'm very happy. I'll miss hearing you every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I may see you around if you come down to Nashville.
You never know.
Show you around.
I've never been.
I really do appreciate it. Come down and see me.
But you know the other shows will make you laugh, and they're all going to be here. They're going to replace us with someone dynamite.
I've met you guys at all of your events. I always come. I've been in the suites with you ladies at the concerts. I just so appreciate everything the station has done, and everyone will really miss you. But you will, whoever goes on in your place, we'll do just the same.
Oh.
So I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. And those damn Good and Plenties. I put them in the freezer.
What are you trying to break a tooth?
And I did. No, but I love them. I love, love, love them. And you're so sweet. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome, ladies. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. And again, we're going to be here, but Grant, I can't read these
things. One's Katie, and then we've got Abra to round it off.
All right.
Katie, and then we've got Abra.
Katie, how are you?
Hi, I am good. I don't know how I'm going to follow up that lovely heartfelt message. Oh, my God. I called Grant because I got in my car leaving work and I didn't catch the announcement, but heard you guys talking about how now you'll be the gossip and this and that. And I called up and I said, Grant, what the hell is going on here? You guys.
I know.
I mean, I'm so happy for you, but I will definitely miss your show. Julia, your randomness is like a mirror to my own brain.
Oh, lucky you.
I live for your concert recommendations. I would die to go to a show with you sometime.
We're going to be around.
Yeah, I mean, we'll still use our social medias and, you know, do all of our, I'll be Concert Connie.
And
we won't.
And I'm going to finish the books.
Yeah. So, but I know that is the thing that did give me, you know, and Julia, like the most pause is that we have known and heard from people for such a long time, like that we've been with them through hard times and good times, and we're just their friends, and we remind them of their sisters. And I mean, that is such an honor,
an incredible thing
to hear and to be part of someone's life that way. But I mean, this girl needs MTFA. I need more time to fart around, and they're not willing to give it to me. Okay? Apparently, working 6 months out of the year doesn't work for a radio station.
I don't get it. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Let's get Abra's last word here.
Abra,
30 seconds.
You've got 30 seconds.
Okay, I can make it quick. Girls, I love you.
We love you.
Hello?
We love you. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're good.
And I just want to give you a memory, because I've been listening forever, and I would drive my kids around in the car, and they would get so mad listening to you guys. But that was a battle I was willing to fight. I demanded that I got the radio station, and you girls won, and you guys are winners. So the most best luck to you guys, and thank you for so much fun and entertainment and everything. I just love you guys.
Oh, thank you. You better come to, you know, we're going to have things.
We're going to have things.
We're going to have goodbye things.
Know. We'll see you. Thank you so much for that memory, thank though. You. We heard that a lot. Okay. My kids wanted to listen to something else all the time.
All the time, but I was driving and I won.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yes, the emails are flooding in, and thank you to everybody who's emailing the show. Your words are amazing.
Hey, everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, and we loved Beautiful, the Carole King musical. You have to go see it. It's the bomb. If you love Jersey Boys, it is Jersey Boys with Carole King. It's instead of Jersey Boys, it's Carole Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And Carole King, she had this other life before we all met her through the album Tapestry, which changed our life.
Right, but as a teenager and a young woman in her 20s, you know, she's this child prodigy and has this dream that she can write music if she can sell a song, and she meets this guy and they end up writing amazing songs together that we know.
Get your tickets. You will not want to miss this. And the vibe at the Chan is just classic supper club. We love it. Get a great cocktail. Get some coconut shrimp app. Ice cream drinks. We love it. They also have so many other things going on there. Visit ChanhassenDT.com for more information. You're going to love it. Home, Daughtry. Am I ever going to learn how to say his name before we're done?
Daughtry?
No. I've always called him Daughtry.
Daughtry. Because that's what it looks like. It's a dyslexic eyes.
Thank you. Yeah. That's going to be my new song. Yeah. This crying through dyslexic eyes. We have gotten so many emails and text messages.
Yes.
And,
well, here's from some of our people that we work with.
Oh.
So Bradley was still here.
Oh, what? Steph can come in. Steph. Oh, okay.
Oh, she's on the phone.
Seth,
let's talk to Seth.
Let's talk about him. Let's talk about Easter.
Let's talk about our ending our radio show.
Okay. I feel a little weird talking about ham because you guys are the ham.
Yeah.
I just would like to remind everyone about the scene, about this time of day, about 22 years and one day ago when you both had lunch with the higher-ups at my talk.
Yes.
And they offered you the afternoon drive radio show.
You're right.
And the two of you, no experience, never having done it before, called me and they were like, well, they offered us a show, but, I mean, afternoon drive is not a good time.
I think
that was Julia.
I was like, no. Girl, I didn't want to work this day part.
Important.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. We were all like la-di-da.
We had no idea.
We had done a pitch from Julia's minivan at Braemar Ice Arena to Oxygen Media TV. Because they were so bedazzled with me. Because they followed me. I had cameras with me, Stephanie, at the Patricia Field fashion show, her first one she had in Bryant Park. And the body perks in the nice packaging that Julia got designed was in the gift bags. And they'd already filmed the scene where, you know, when I called, you know, I wrote them and gave them that idea for their show. And Oxygen was like, they just were so, they were like, we're going to come to Minnesota and we want to film you two girls. We can't believe your story about how Julia and I even came up with the body perks, and that just gave us so much confidence.
And believe me, we were shut down immediately.
Yeah, by Oxygen. They're like, we called it the powder room, and it was where women were going to overhear other women talking about all kinds of gossip and scandalous and mundane stuff that we found interesting. And she's like, yeah, what else you got? And we burst out laughing, and we had nothing. And then that guy who helped us, Kent Hodder.
Said, and Todd Fisher was the GM here at the time.
Yeah, and there was something, and you ended up calling Julia. And two days later, we had a meeting with Ginny Hubbard, and we brought our life resumes.
You really did. And you had, like, these whole careers before even radio that were really robust and really successful careers.
And for you guys to
turn into this weird entertainment space. But you were the perfect people to do it, and I knew it. And when I told Ginny, I was like, you have to meet these ladies. They're totally crazy, but they can do this. They're smart. They're savvy. They really can get it. And they have this relationship that's like none other.
Yeah.
And Thank you, Steph.
And you know what? I remember Ginny asked us two questions. I mean, she was like so got us right away. And I do think she got a kick that we did bring our real professional resumes listing, you know, our careers at Carlson and Sun Country and, you know, other things we'd done. And then Julia's idea with this lifestyle resume. So hers was mom of two boys. I'm like twice divorced, motorcycle. We had all these things like that. But she asked the two of us, she said, well, why should I hire you? And I did answer. And I said, well, we made the whole world talk about nipples. And that was only one subject. And of course, this is before the internet, you know, mm-hmm. we were viral.
Yeah.
And then she asked the question and Julia answered it. She's like, well, what if you two run out of things to talk about? And Julia's like, that's never going to happen.
Because it's never happened.
Yeah, we're dear friends. Like Julia happened. Just looked at Ginny like, that is not a smart question.
No, I did.
But
I
it was a but I mean, it was a valid thing. Like, why should I trust you two?
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Anyway,
we each gave a good answer and we got hired.
And it's the chemistry that you've had all this time.
Yeah.
You know, you have a true, genuine relationship.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's gritty.
Oh, well, yeah. Sometimes you can't stand each other.
20 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And thank you to you, Steph. Thank you so much.
We'll talk about ham at 4:45. You know, it was really apropos that we had you just scheduled for today, because really all this has come together in 2 weeks,
yep.
You know, and so, yeah, it was just it's kind of sweet that you end up being on the show today, because you were part of our
beginning and the end.
And
I know you have 3 more months left. But
yeah. We're going to be here.
And I'm sure they're going to try and figure out a way to like have a big fun goodbye that. And
we're going to read some of our we got so many emails, Steph, from everybody.
Yeah.
People are so lovely. And, you know, for us, it's just, this has been our life for so long. These are all of our friends. Everyone here who listens and hangs out with us, they always say, I feel like I know you because we talk. And I'm like,
you do.
And I wouldn't like you if you didn't like us.
Yeah, right.
So I know I'm going to like you. Right. That was always it. And so
I'm already thinking about all of our travel plans.
I'm
about our cabin weekend.
Yes.
Fun.
Yeah, we're going to have fun.
Yeah. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Stephanie, is that I just really and truly, I was just like, I want to have more time to fart around. And I couldn't get that out of my head. And Casey even asked me, he goes, well, what are you going to do? And I go, I don't know, but I'm going to be able to do a lot of things that I kind of have to say no to, you know, go. Like, just, you know, even going to see my mom, you know, I'm always having to get up at a 6 a.m. flight. I'm just saying that time, it felt compressed for me because, you know, I'm not 40.
Wait a second. Is she not 40? Lori?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Lori admitted her age on the air.
Oh, yeah, but don't make me say it again.
She said it out loud, Steph.
I did. Not that it can't be Googled. People are so judgy about numbers, you know.
I've never cared.
Well, yeah, I'm over here trying not to judge that I'm getting into a certain age bracket.
So don't judge yourself. That's what I always say. Like, if you don't, why does it have to be this big thing? It is a big thing, though, at 16 and 20. Mm-hmm. Other
remember
ages. Larsa Pippen.
The demographics.
Yeah.
Larsa Pippen.
Right.
25-54, and mm-hmm. you get out of that, and you're like, oh.
Who am I talking to then?
Yeah, I know, but then, you know, they remember who people, talk radio is a different thing than other types of radio where people will follow, well, they'll stay with you. They want to hear what you have to say. I mean, think of Weekly Dish. I mean, you've got people that have been there from day one with you.
Yeah, no, we've been on the air a long time, too. So I think Katie K-9 is the senior
She's
now.
She's the OG now. When we leave in June.
Allie and Harmony are next,
yep.
And then Steph and I would be third. Mm-hmm. And it is funny because, you know, I've been working Saturdays for 15 years.
Right.
Who'd have thought that ever would have happened?
Right. Right. But
yeah,
you get your fart in your own time.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good about taking it, and Steph's really good about covering for me, and
yeah.
It's kind of the way. But you guys, how are we going to do a state fair without you?
Oh, well, don't even. That's the thing that breaks my heart,
Lori.
That I almost stayed another year for the fair.
Okay,
and think about the first Oscars without you.
Well, right. We're going to have all of our socials, and Lady Exercise is not going anywhere.
Okay.
But we're going to
thank God, Lori, because everyone that I just love it. That has been the hands down number one demand. Oh. Heavens to Murgatroyd. Where's Lady Exercise?
Did you? I mean, those have the most play of anything that we've done.
Stephanie, I'm going to have my birthday party, you know, because all those years I'd race home to have my sons because we're born on the same day.
Yeah, and it's always usually the first
it's
day
always
of the fair.
The first or second day of the fair, and I'm thinking, cheers.
Yeah, you never cheers. Like that.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
I think Lady Exercise needs her own YouTube channel.
Oh, maybe she just will pop up on Instagram and people will have to be happy with
you
that.
You know she'd make me set it up, so no.
No, Casey's my guy. He's my crew. He's my Scorsese.
Oh, I love it. Okay, Casey's
laughing.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Scenes is always
all right.
My favorite part.
Should we talk ham tomorrow?
Sure. Let's talk ham tomorrow. It feels real weird to talk about ham today for two reasons. One, because Lori never lets me talk about food on your show.
I know. I do.
Just, I was like, hell has frozen over. I want to actually talk about ham.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, people want to celebrate this moment with you, and I know you just want to move on and talk, you know, because it's embarrassing and it's a lot of attention and all the stuff. But
things Lori hates. And I hate.
It's been a huge success. It's been a huge fun time for everybody. We've spent 22 years with you.
Yeah.
I know that we've got some time to wrap things up here, yep. But just soak it all in because you guys have really been the voice of women think about just how much radio changed. You were like the first two women that had your own show.
Yeah.
It was always a woman and a man.
Right.
You've done a lot. We've come a long way. We still have a long way to go, of course, but you just have done a lot for women. You've done a lot for entertainment in the Twin Cities. You've been super funny, lots and lots of funny. And you're just going to be missed.
Thank you,
and you know what? And thank you, Stephanie.
And we will miss it.
And
I know we'll
miss
it.
I'm already missing it, but I'm going to say something. You know, Steph and I started working together in 1988.
That's right. You go back even further with her.
When I think I asked you how to spell house, or it might have been Lisa Timmick. You were making fun of me. But it wasn't me who needed to spell. It was someone else when we had an intranet. But I just want to say thank you because we really would have never made the call without you. And you know that. And you're always a big part of our life and a good friend. And thank you always for your support.
And always have. You've just been. And there's new things to come. Like, who knows where this will lead?
Who knows?
You know, you could have whole other careers. I'm a cookbook author, for goodness sakes. I have a TV show about food.
You're
going to
be
a
TV star. Lori, yesterday, this is classic, offered to give out PR on a street corner, but don't be mad if she yells at you for 80% of the time she's giving you advice.
Right.
I'll take your PR help any day.
Which is so classic. Steph, thanks so much. Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll talk tomorrow and get back to ham.
Talk tomorrow. And I don't even like ham, so I can see why.
But Lori's already told me what I can bring for Easter, and it can't include sausage because it's so terrible with the eggs.
See? Yeah, this is exactly.
We're
going
to go back to Salad Gate.
Talk about ham.
Yeah.
Oh, Salad Gate, yes. Well, see, there's been a lot of funny times.
Oh, my gosh, there's been so many. Thank you, honey.
You guys, we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye. All right, bye. All right, Grant, should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hey, gang, it's Lori and Julia here for Borton Overseas, and we are going to Iceland. Might not be on the air.
We're still going on our trip,
and people have signed up, and we are thrilled and can't wait to travel with you.
Yeah.
We do have a few spots left. We would love it if you join us. It's October 1st through 6th.
It's going to be the last Lori and Julia trip, Julia.
Who knows?
Unless we do a
do
solo
more with Borton.
Things with Borton. I mean, we do like doing these kind of trips that are, you get escorted, adventures that are planned for you and unique experiences, and then you have free time to shop or go out or, you know, do
and,
your
and it's
own
fun.
Thing.
And yeah, it's very fun. We're staying at a beautiful hotel right in the city. We love going to the Blue Lagoon. We're going to go see all the sights. We're going to have meals together. We're going to do fun stuff together. We would love it if you join us, but hurry, space is limited. Go to My Talk, keyword Iceland, and fill out the information, and let's get going to Iceland.
All right, I just got a Hollywood speak. There's nothing to Hollywood speak about Julie and I ending our show. There's nothing there. There's nothing. Just me wanting more time to fart around.
And me being really okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do it too.
There's, yeah, how do you be low J without lower J?
Marjorie said that to us last week.
Yeah.
You know, when we were celebrating Ian's life. And,
because he dubbed us low J.
He did. He did. We're still going to be here. We're going to celebrate. We've grown.
We'll
go out with a bang.
Yeah.
We're here. But, we'll get to some of the emails because people have sent us really funny things. So,
yeah.
All right, what are we
We have shocked people today. Okay, that is true.
We didn't tell 5 minutes before we told everybody.
We barely talked to our bosses about it, but just a week ago. Grant.
I know. I mean, I learned today. So
I know.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how you handle something like this at Kensington Palace.
All right, I've got a Hollywood speak.
Kensington Palace, because you know Stephen Colbert last night on the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm. Because the British tabloids were like scolding and finger wagging him. Because he did that whole old tea about Prince William and Rose of Hanbury. It was this whole, allegedly, it was just this very, anyway.
It was funny.
It was very funny. And he did that was March 12th. He did a 3-minute segment and made some jokes about Prince William's alleged affair with Rose Hanbury, the Marquis of Chamblay. And anyway, but last week she sent some kind of legal letter to CBS, which I thought, haven't you heard of the Streisand effect? Don't bring any more attention to it. Mm-hmm. And anyway, last night on his show, he basically just said, I know that some people thought that was somehow in bad taste, but it was legitimately everyone in the world was wondering. And I hope Princess Kate recovers and nothing but the best. But he did not apologize.
Yeah,
you know, because
yeah.
he was, I mean, yeah. it was like, Rose of Hanbury, I don't know what she was thinking. Maybe she doesn't know about the Streisand effect, or maybe they're sensitive because apparently with her, she and her husband, the Marquis and Marchioness or whatever,
yes,
of Chamblay,
yes.
they're under, apparently way long ago, and when Great Britain was a sea warfaring country and raided China and stole objects, art.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They apparently have some 12th century something that the Chinese government wants back.
Oh, nice.
And they're all. They don't like that their name has been in the news.
Got it. Got it a lot. All right. Here's a good one for you. Because tonight on Stephen Colbert, Carol Burnett's going to be on. Now, Carol Burnett is starring as a woman in a coma on Palm Royale, which is campy, it's fun,
it's good,
dishy, and it's on Apple Plus. It's really fun. But so
she's making the rounds.
She's
on Kellyanne Mark on Monday.
Oh, she was.
And they asked her, okay, last year for your 90th birthday, you wanted, right? Is this the same story?
What would you like for your 91st birthday present? Bradley Cooper.
This year and last mm-hmm. year, it was Robert Redford.
I like how she mixes it up.
Well, yeah, because she realized that Robert Redford is too old looking for her because she's looking fresh.
Oh, you know what?
She's looking fresh and good.
She
and
is
she's
looking
so
fresh.
Why doesn't she host SNL? Why don't we get that going like Betty White did? She's the greatest legend.
Let's be our last thing we do.
Like, why the hell isn't Carol Burnett the host of SNL, the queen of sketch comedy?
Why doesn't Cher call him?
And improv. They could do it
together.
Why doesn't
Cher call him? Why hasn't Madonna texted you back and said, thanks for being my fan?
Julia.
I like you more than Julia.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of, why haven't these people called in? You know who's coming on our show next week, though?
Oh, big news.
Yeah. Who are you going to get to?
Who?
Dan Wilson.
Oh, yeah. You've been working on this for months.
Like a year. Thank you, Martin Keller. For a long time. But okay.
As in semisonic song, a Grammy winning songwriter.
As in Trip Shakespeare when we were younger at the Uptown Bar. As in they've got a show coming up at the Palace.
Well, I'm glad we're getting up. We haven't had a rocker in here in forever. The last time Chan Poling was in town.
No, before that, we've had Dan Rodriguez, and we've had the other guy.
Seem like we haven't. Now, okay. I am dying for you to Hollywood speak this.
Okay, give it to me.
This is, my jaw dropped when I read this inside source who said that Ryan Seacrest, you know, who is going to be hosting Wheel of Fortune and is currently on, you know, American Idol. And anyway, he always has a girlfriend. He's much like Leonardo DiCaprio. He likes him 25, 26, 24.
I think he lets him get over 25.
Yes, he does.
He's generous that way.
He's 40 something. Anyway, he makes her pay Dutch. They go Dutch on everything, including the luxury vacations and when they go out at a nice dinner. Now, if you're somebody who's that much older than your girlfriend and she's a longtime girlfriend, that is not Dutch. That is douche.
Is the source good? Because I saw this and I agree 100%. I think it's rude. He has like 450 million and that's just one thing.
I mean, I think he has way more money.
I think it's so rude. Yeah. I mean, he has millions and gazillions of dollars and she's...
But I mean, I have questions. Does he pay for it and then he invoices her like when they get upgraded?
Does she have to Venmo when they get home? Does he make her put her credit card out or just use him because he's embarrassed?
You owe me this?
Is this true?
Right. No, it is.
Does he keep a track?
Ah, watch out. I mean, I don't know.
When it's that big, I mean,
Ryan, screw Jess.
That one surprised me, I have to admit. Because
but it doesn't, I mean, if you're a beautiful 26-year-old and a 46-year-old man is telling you got to go Dutch and he's got like 10 times more money than you do.
I would say I'm done. I think it's
rude. You might as well date a poor hot guy that's your age. That's the Hollywood
And have hot sex.
Right.
I love it, Lori. Thank you. Thank you for bringing it down to the level that we needed it.
If you're going to go Dutch, then be with someone as hot and poor as you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey.
Lord.
All right, we're going to take a break.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Lori and Julie on My Talk.